This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
If you don't know, BJ believed the story. It was totally fake. The police actually believed it too. So you're not the only one.
Jamie.
They'd said that there was a U-Haul or something like that that tipped over and a ton of King Cobras escaped on the freeway.
And it wasn't true.
And I'm also definitely afraid of snakes. Okay. So any snake story is going to just grab me like that. Yeah. I'm not even going to investigate. I'm just going to go, oh no.
Didn't you tell me that your wife told you? So did you get
my
to go?
My wife's the one. Yeah.
Did you get to go home and go, that wasn't even real?
BJ.
You don't do that to a wife. No, didn't even come up, Jamie. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You know, Spadil often brings in audio and he throws it in the computer here saying, oh, you got to play this. You got to play this. This is great stuff here. And we have no idea what it is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, today he has a piece and it's called Man Addicted to Tuna.
Today he has a piece called Man Addicted to Tuna.
Right, Spadil?
Yes.
They call me Tuna.
Whoa.
So it's an audio compilation of a man addicted to tuna.
It's a clip from that TLC show, My Strange Addiction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That is a weird show.
It is a weird show. Really, I watched a woman eat a whole couch.
Yeah. Hey, you think these are true?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Really?
I do.
Yeah. You think a woman's addicted to eating a whole couch?
She ate all the stuffing.
You can't make that stuff up. You really can't.
She was sitting there. She just loved the stuffing. Yeah, it was like turkey stuffing.
All right. So what's the deal here, Spadil?
Well, this guy's addicted to not eating tuna, but smelling them. He smells cans of tuna, and he likes to drink the juice out of the cans, but he does not eat them.
I love tuna.
Do you like the juice?
Not
love
this much,
tuna.
No.
Yeah.
Do you like pour the juice in a glass and drink it?
I don't drink it, but I leave it in it when I'm eating it.
You like it to like marinate in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like the tuna.
Okay.
Love
it. God.
All right, here we go.
They call me Tuna Tyler.
Oh,
and I'm addicted to smelling Tyler. Tuna. When people see me smelling tuna out in public, you know, they might think it's a little bit different for sure. It might look weird to other people, but to me, I think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I love smelling tuna every day, all the time, all day, all night, any day, every day.
Oh, he doesn't sound weird at all, does he?
Tuna Tyler.
Hell is that?
All right, we have another piece.
All day, every day, all the time.
This is so good that he gave us two different clips, okay?
All right.
Now, what's the second? Is there a setup for this or just play it?
It's really just him describing what he like loves about the smell and the juices.
Oh, can't wait. Oh, yeah.
Not only do I like smelling tuna, but I also definitely like to drink a little bit of the juice right out of the can. What I love about tuna smell is definitely the fish light aroma with a little bit of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about the taste is the texture of it. I like it not too wet, but not too dry.
Yeah, not too dry.
Did we have to have the slurping in there? I mean, come on. The slurping was like a lot. Holy hell. Come on.
That's like so weird. Makes it.
That is nasty.
I think if I had to name an addiction when it comes to food, for me, probably the worst addiction is probably salt.
Yeah, you
I'm
do have a salt
fiend, okay?
Yeah,
I can eat salt by itself out of a shaker, no problem. And I can eat a half of a shaker.
No, he like literally pours it in his mouth from the salt shaker.
Yeah.
You should be on that show.
Everything I have, when I'm eating, everything I have, I salt before I even taste it.
Yeah.
Because I know it doesn't have enough salt.
Yeah, I don't have a weird like thing that I have to always... Yeah, you're weird.
No weird food?
No weird food that I just, oh my God, I can't get
like
enough of it.
You have to have it.
Yeah, no.
And I'm bad about sweets, too. If I start on sweets, I can eat a whole packet of cookies.
But I think your true addiction is salt. I mean, yeah. It's weird. I've watched you just pour it in your hand and lick your hand. That is... And I'm like, ugh.
I go to restaurants. If I go to a restaurant for dinner with somebody or whatnot, I'll sit there before the food comes and eat salt.
No.
Just eat the salt.
Really? I wouldn't do that before you if you're with friends.
That sounds bad for your stomach, too.
Yeah.
Well, it also sounds bad for his social, like, interaction. Yeah, like, that dude, that guy is weird. He's licking salt out of his hand. Like, yeah, right?
Yeah, well, you haven't seen some of the people I go to dinner with.
Well, it is a little shocking, even working here, when you first do it, you know, before I really, really knew you. And, like, you just licking your handful of salt. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I'm like in an insane asylum here.
I do. I just absolutely love salt. I don't know what it is. I crave it.
Really? So maybe you should, like, eat your boogers.
But I think not only do I like smelling tuna, but I also definitely like to drink a little bit of the juice.
Yeah, I gotta have the juice!
What were you saying?
No. I was like, but I think if BJ's going to dinner with people that, like, lick the table, it's kind of normal to lick salt off your hand.
Wait, lick the table?
Just like he was saying that people that he goes to dinner with are just as weird as he is.
So I mean, are they licking
the
table?
They might be doing weird things.
I hate it when Carson bombs like this.
Licking the table. No, they don't lick the table.
Now we're all staring at you.
I'm on an island, I guess.
No, I'm just saying.
Did anybody get the licking the table? Raise your hand. Anybody?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh,
boy. It was a good try, though. It was a good effort. Good effort.
Went back to him.
Say what? To explain yourself?
Yeah. Because
can you explain that, please?
You know, you have friends that lick the table.
I don't know anybody that licks the table.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
Yeah, you know, you have those friends.
No.
I don't know.
I have a dog that will.
I'm trying to help.
I know you are. Just
no
for you.
Yeah,
for
okay, all right,
me.
Fine.
BJ and Jay.
On Friday,
yeah?
Here in the studio, our boss is in Alaska, right?
Yes, he better
be.
Yeah.
Did you see how I was trying to finagle free fish on Friday?
Yeah.
And he
that
did
is
not
the
bite.
Weird...
He did not bite. And it kind of pisses me off a little bit. I got to be honest with you.
Well, it just that you the way you placed it in his... He's talking about going to Alaska, right? Our bosses. And the way BJ, like, just... did a weird sentence was so odd.
He started asking about like how much fish he was going to, like how much it was going to weigh and what the packages were going to cost to send back and stuff.
And
he did the I have a friend.
Yeah.
I have a friend that always sends it back from Alaska.
He's stealing my moves.
Every bit of that was orchestrated to get him to say, I'll bring you back some fish. Okay. That's all it was.
It felt like it.
That's what it was, but he never bit on it. He never said a word. And it kind of pisses me off because he went up there, and I know for a fact that people go to Alaska and they will ship back 50 pounds of salmon. I mean, unbelievable.
I know you told
us
about your fake friend that did that.
Yeah. I don't have a friend that's ever done that. I just know the people do it. But I told our boss.
I almost called you out because you were like, yeah, I have a friend. He always goes to Alaska, ships back salmon all the time. And I thought... And I was like, it's not worth it. Just be quiet.
I love salmon. Okay. I do. But I've never had just directly shipped from Alaska.
Fresh.
And I've always wanted to try it. Well, I thought our boss going up there, I thought for sure that he would just jump on board when I brought it up, that you can ship the stuff back. And he plans on doing that. But at no point did he even offer an ounce, a bite of fish for me.
No, he did not.
No, he just agreed with me on everything. Oh, yeah, I plan on doing that. I'm sure we're going to catch a ton of fish. And I'm probably going to ship some back. But he never said, hey, I'll give you a pound or two.
No, but you know what? He's smart because I obligate myself to too many of these things. Like my girlfriend, I have an extra computer and she needs it. And I was like, yeah, I'll swing by and get, well, I keep forgetting and I feel so horrible. And I know she's sitting there like, hey, you gonna bring the computer by or whatever? But our boss just flat is like, yeah, no.
You know, I could have some fish from Alaska. If you would take a trip up there, because you're the kind of person that would send back a whole friggin' boatload of fish for BJ. But
I'm trying to, really trying to learn, because even on our like neighborhood thing, if people are like, hey, does anybody have boxes that I can have? Here's me.
Oh, yeah.
I got a ton of them. And then that was the whole thing. I was like, oh my God, why am I? And then she needed me to take them to her. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You, if I have something, you got to come make the effort.
Yeah.
If I'm giving it to you for free, you got to come and get them.
And, well, I'm really trying to wean myself off of helping others.
It's really just bringing it down.
I mean, you can literally go overboard on that.
And yeah.
Yeah, you really can. Like, and I think you do it
I'm
often.
Like, why am I, like, yeah. I don't even know you. Find your own box.
Well, not that I want to bring bad luck. But I'm going to tell you right now, I hope they don't get a bite.
That's me.
I hope he doesn't get one stinking fish.
Wow. You know what you are?
What?
Mean and hurtful. Mean and hurtful. Oh, my God. I got to tell you this. This is, so my son is dating this girl or whatever. She fly fishes.
She does?
Yes.
Wow.
I was thinking about cool. kids now, in Colorado, not now, but like Colorado, Montana. You know, it feels like here, at least, because when I grew up in Illinois, you just, as a boy, you just had to know, like, football, right? What's funny?
Because you said as a boy, and like, I don't know, I just...
Yes, that's why I'm Jamie, because yeah. I had a sex yeah. change. There's something I've been meaning to tell you guys. I'm Michelle Obama. Oh, that's going to piss people. I'm just kidding. She's not a man. I like Michelle Obama, okay? Anyway, but as boys, all they had to know was football. Like, they didn't really need to be well-rounded. In Colorado, Montana, all these things, like, you have to know football, but you also have to know how to kayak. Like, you have to be these crazy, well-rounded people. You know, it's so weird. That's why I'm glad you put your kid on a horse.
Yep.
Because later on in life, he'll be like, yeah, I know how to ride a horse.
Yep.
Because there's nothing worse as a girl when you ask a guy like, hey, we should go. And they're like, I don't really know how to do that. You know, they don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure that horse thing's going to pay off down the road, though.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't know. I think the horse thing might be just a little fad we went through.
Well, yeah. I will tell you, I gave my, you know? I didn't, but we hired a guide when he was like 9 for fly fishing lessons.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember a damn thing. And he was 9. Yeah, so he might not remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Why are you such a liar?
I don't know. You know, I never had this problem until I met you guys. I just want to put that out there.
Really?
No, I'm not a liar. I don't like liars. I told my son, like, in life, I think that's when the one thing that will change everybody's mind about you is if they find out you're a liar. No matter how smart you are, how rich you are, how sweet you are. You know, all the great traits, right? Yeah. No matter what, if they find out you're a liar, it changes everything.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I've known you for years, yeah. years and years and years, going back into the 90s, in fact, all right? I've never known you to be a liar.
I'm not. That's why I have to complain.
And you're right. It does change. Spadil, nothing personal. Nothing personal.
He doesn't care,
though. But you're a liar, okay?
Pathologically.
You are a liar. Maybe an embellisher is better.
Yeah, I like that term more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he's a little pathological.
Yeah.
Like he just does it naturally.
He doesn't
realize.
He does that.
Yeah.
That's called pathological.
Yeah, it is.
Where he just doesn't even know he's doing it.
Yeah, it just spills out because you just come up with the best thing to say that's most impressive if it's true or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah. And that's okay. At least you can admit it because that's the first step to recovery.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere. But the thing is, I noticed too, when you guys were asking like who was the liar and I said it was me and you go, oh good, I thought it was me. Knowing that you do it a lot.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was me.
He had the craziest reaction out of all of us.
Right.
And so it was bugging me because I need to come clean. I don't know why I need to come clean, but I just need to come clean. I went to Perry's Pizza. I didn't go to Perry's Steakhouse.
So you had me looking for a seafood platter tower thing you're like, get the seafood tower. What's on the menu?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a thing.
Yeah. Okay. It just got too out of control.
Last Friday, you walked in here and said you went to lunch with the girls.
That's not how it went.
Well, you said you went to lunch with the girls.
Right.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
And then you said you went to Perry's.
And you said, here's how it went.
Okay.
Because I remember.
Okay.
Because I'm part of the.
Because you're the lie.
I'm the lie.
Yeah.
So I walk in. I was like, you're like, oh, how was your weekend? Whatever, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God. We went to lunch at noon and we left this place at 5. And that is always a mistake, like, right? Why are you laughing? What?
Just the difference between Perry's Steakhouse and Perry's Pizza is just cracking me up.
I I mean, it is a big difference.
Yeah,
you don't want to be at a pizza place for 5 hours. I'm not going to lie. That's a little embarrassing, right? You're at a high top for 5 hours at Perry's Pizza with like a soccer team.
I feel like, though, Perry's Steakhouse would come closer to running you out than a pizza place would.
Oh, I think they're more apt to have you there than us around soccer teams.
Really?
That are seven. Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. They want you to stay and drink because their drinks are $8, $9, $12 a piece.
Yeah.
Perry's is like on happy hour. It's like 99-cent draws, you know. So, yeah, they want you there.
Yeah, you said you went to Perry's.
Oh, no, here's how it went. So I said, oh, my God, you don't want to stay at a place for 5 hours. It was crazy, blah, blah, blah. And then you said, where'd you go? And I said, Perry's. And then you said, oh, I love their tomahawk, that huge tomahawk sits on the side of Flintstones, the tomahawk pork chop. It's, yeah. What's it called?
Brontosaurus burger.
Yeah, and I go, pork chop? And you go, yeah, that's got, oh, my God, I'm so hungry. Oh, God, that sounds so good. Well, now I'm going to ruin the moment of our momentum because we spend a lot of time correcting each other.
Yeah.
And I've really tried not to be a corrected person because I feel like it sets the show back like an hour when we're like, well, really? It's this. So I'm like, don't correct him. Just go with Perry's. Okay, fine. Yeah. What'd you have? Seafood Tower. Then Spadell starts looking for a seafood tower. Then Rich, Michelle's husband, texts Carson and says, I don't know what she's talking about. She went to Perry's, not Perry's.
Oh, he did text me that.
And I was like, why didn't he stand up and have the balls to say that?
Yeah, why didn't you say something?
He doesn't.
No, because this was after we talked about it.
Mm, I don't know. He said he did it while
and we were talking. And I didn't know if he was telling the truth. He just texted me out of the blue, and I was like, I don't know.
Well, first of all, why does he have your number?
I gave it to him at Bar Bingo.
For?
Because he was going to invite me on in the boat and stuff like that. We were going to do that whole thing, yeah. But it was completely random that he texted me. And I was like, that thought occurred to me. I was like, I don't know if he's telling the truth.
Well, when I was at the pool party, I go, you know, it would have been funnier if Carson would have just broke in right at Friday and gone, hey, wait a minute. I got a text. I go, but I think he's afraid of me. I don't think he has the balls yet. After we get comfortable with each other, maybe he'll have the balls to go, hey, you actually went to the Perry's, the pizza place, and not. And so I told Rich, I go, I wish he would have done that. But I said, all right, I'm going to come clean on Monday.
You can bet you if he had texted me.
Oh, God.
I would have been like, girlfriend, you back it down a bit. You weren't there where the big old brontosaurus burger
was.
You were at a pizza joint.
Exactly.
Well, I honestly didn't know if he was telling the truth.
Well, he was.
I had no idea.
It makes me look stupid to be at a pizza place for 5 hours. And so I thought, yeah, I'll just go with the Perry's live because, first of all, we're on a roll. We're this way. We're into the seafood tower now.
Yeah.
BJ's loves seafood, wants to talk about seafood.
Oysters.
And so we're so far down the path of seafood.
Yeah.
That I can't like backtrack and go into Perry's world of pizza, what kind of toppings you like. Because you hate pizza.
I hate pizza. I hate pizza. That conversation would have gone nowhere.
Exactly.
I hate pizza.
Right. So we were so far down into the lane of seafood.
Yeah.
I was like, just keep the momentum alive.
Right.
Just keep it alive.
Well, that's a team player that you were.
Yeah.
You were a team player on Friday then to stay with that topic. Knowing that you weren't at Perry's at all.
The steakhouse. I would have been so much happier to be there because it's a classy, cool place.
It's very cool.
Yeah, and it's like where the cool people go.
Uh-huh.
Perry's, the pizza place, not cool.
No. Where is Perry's pizza?
They're all over.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
There's a chain. Parker,
yeah, it's a chain.
No, I'm not a pizza person. Maybe that's why. But, I mean, if it's not Tombstone.
It's actually Parry's.
Parry's?
Yeah, with the A.
Yeah.
It's Parry's. Parry's Pizza.
I've never heard of it.
It's a chain. They got a bunch of them.
I've heard of Blackjack. Yeah. I've heard of all the other. Right. I've never heard of
Parry's.
Yeah. No.
Well, they have sandwiches, too, if you ever go.
Really? Yeah.
They
have wings?
They have wings.
I like wings.
Yeah, they have wings. Yeah. And this I'm not lying about. They do have the wings.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we cleared all that up.
I know. I just went into the... I went into it after the pool party because we had Taya's birthday party. And I was like, I got to tell the truth on Monday.
Yeah.
We were not at Perry's Steakhouse. We were at... Paris.
By the way,
Pizza House.
That steakhouse is classy, man. Yeah, that's a nice place.
Really, really. Yeah.
You might want to go there next time.
Well, I told, when we were talking about it or whatever, I told Kylie, I go, thank God we've been there a few times and I knew about the seafood tower.
Yeah, no joke. You had something to reference.
Yeah, right.
Carry the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Way, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I'm looking at this list of 55 things women need to get rid of, Jamie. And again, it's for women. It's for women, not necessarily for men, but it applies, I think, to both on some of these things.
Well, let me explain this. Let me just explain this. So last night, I have a friend. Her name is Kylie, and she is one of my best friends ever. And somehow, we got into it, and I wanted to play this over the whole weekend. So we're not going to give you all of them. I'm gonna give you little Easter eggs throughout the tonight and the weekend.
Well, when you look at this 55 things that no woman over 40 ever needs in her home, there are probably 10 or 12 that really stick out.
Well, and it's not even over 40. It's nobody, it's men, it's women, it's none of us need any of this crap. Okay, so let me explain this. We were talking last night and we played a game of charades. And again, I'm gonna throw these Easter eggs at you all weekend where you can post your pictures if you have these or not. Because we did five last night. Oh my God. Her and I we have problems. We literally have like problems as far as hoarding buried alive. Mm-hmm. So I went with her first one. I said, hey, the first one on the list that nobody should ever have is remotes. What does she send me? She sends me, I'm not even kidding, BJ, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page when I find my phone. She sent me a picture of a box of 20, 25 remotes in a tote that she has no idea where they go to.
I don't have 25, but I got a lot.
I got a lot, yeah. But do you know what they go to?
No.
And what is your hope for keeping them?
Nothing.
Exactly. It's mine just, either.
It's just so difficult to throw away.
It is.
They just seem so important.
Right? But why?
I have no idea what they go to. Couldn't even match them all up. But I guarantee you, mm-hmm. the remotes I have, whatever they go to, I probably still have that too.
Oh, they're just somewhere. Yeah. They're just not together.
It's down in the basement. There's probably a DVD or something of that nature that these remotes go to that I still have that.
Remember that one year I put out all my son's remote controlled toys? I set out all his remote controlled toys and then I set out all the controllers and I put batteries and everything and I just sat there and tried to figure out if any of them still work. Oh my God, that was a pain.
Do it all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just such a pain. All right. So another one is, and now I feel bad about this one too, but stained Tupperware.
Oh,
you know what the spaghetti stains?
Yes.
Do you guys have stained Tupperware?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, why are we keeping that? That's gross.
Well, because I reuse it.
I know,
I do use it. It's embarrassing when somebody else comes over.
It
okay?
is, right.
Because I'm doing the dishes yesterday. You know, I had to clean up. I've got some people coming over this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I pulled out of the dishwasher. I thought, man, oh, man, I hope they don't use this because it really looks nasty. Even though it's clean, it's just stained.
I know.
And but then, I can't throw it away? Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, I spent money on... See, my problem is I spent money on stuff, so I can't get rid of it.
And it's still a good container.
Yeah. And the number one thing that I had, I mean, as far as most expensive, is, and she had them too, is shoes that hurt your feet.
Yeah.
We keep them in the hopes that someday either our feet will all of a sudden mold into them and they won't hurt, or someday, like, you just needed those one pair of shoes and you'll just wear them for a little bit and they'll be fine. They'll stretch out. But once shoes hurt, it's life, man.
Yeah.
You can't change it. I almost cussed, but shoes that hurt will hurt a lifetime. But we keep them because we spent money for them. And you should see her. She had these gold LeMain nice shoes. Yeah. BJ, they were stiletto heels and they were gold. Oh my God. It was like she was a streetwalker.
Really?
Oh, Kylie in her gold LeMay shoes.
And she's hanging on to those because someday.
Someday.
Someday they're not going to hurt.
They're not going to hurt your feet.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So here's another one. Let's see. And you guys probably have it. We talked about it actually. Dated paint. Old paint.
Oh yeah. Touch up paint.
I put for a guy, for me. Three things on the list here.
Okay.
That I just focused on, okay?
All right.
Dated paints, one of them.
Our boss was talking about it yesterday, wasn't he?
I'll tell you, the greatest invention ever is those tablets you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best because you can throw away paint in your trash once it hardens. So if you go out and buy those tablets and throw them into the paint, it will solidify, and that way you can throw it away.
I wonder who's worse at this list, men or women, because our boss was in here yesterday. You'd already left. And it's weird because this is like a weird do-do-do-do-do-do because he was talking about his old paint. And he, they're having a paint drive, and he's like, for like the high school or whatever. And he's like, I'm taking all the old paint. But his wife is like, no, we might need it. And he's like, you know that we've already repainted all the rooms. We don't have any color of this paint. And then Carson chimed in and said, you have tiles that you don't, you guys now have wood floors, but you still have the tiles.
Yeah. So when they built our house, they give us remnants of everything that we're never going to use.
Why do we have those old tiles?
I don't know.
I have them too. I have a box of them. Yeah. I don't even have those tiles in my house.
I've got several.
But what is that? What is that mentality? Is it because there's money involved?
I don't know. But I will tell you though, that I have a 5-year old. And so we have every now and then need to touch up with paint.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep it, is because I do have a kid that will, you know, use a marker on a wall or something of that nature, but I never do use it, so I don't know why.
I know you'd have to shake it.
I mean, it's there, but I never use it.
Okay, what are the other two that you saw that your eyes went to?
Electronics, we talked about a little bit earlier this morning.
The number one thing
for me, and it seems so simple, but it drives me nuts, is the orphaned socks.
Look what I circled right here.
Orphan sock.
I did circle this one.
I don't know why a sock without a mate gets me so anxiety driven. I get so upset over it.
Okay, so I sent to Kylie last night. I went through this list. So I sent her, I have a tub, and one of the tubs says socks that need a date. Okay, and those are socks that really, I feel like I've seen them around and they have potential.
Yeah.
So those are called socks that need a date. The next tub, and I will post all this when I get my phone. The next tub is divorce socks. Now, the divorce socks means I haven't seen its partner in a long time and I'll probably never see it again. But why I keep that, the divorce socks, and the socks that need a date, it means that they're probably around somewhere.
They're in circulation. You're just going to match them up.
Yeah. Divorced, needs a mate, tells me there's bigger issues.
BJ and Jamie.
They say people, I saw this story yesterday, people who do a to-do list get more done.
Really?
Do you believe that?
Yeah, because I feel like I do forget stuff that I'm supposed to do.
You do a list.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen you do a list here in the studio. You know me. I do a list almost every day.
Every day.
Yeah. But they say that people, now just put this into your little routine, if you don't do one, that you might want to start doing a list. That if you jot down everything that you need to do that particular day, mark it off as you go, you will get more done.
That makes sense because I literally forget stuff I have to do.
And that can be either on paper, you know, pencil paper, or you can do it on your phone, whatever. Just make yourself a list.
Okay. No, I mean, okay. Thank you for the tips.
I feel like you said that just to pacify
me
because you've always made fun of me and my list.
No, I'm not making fun of your list. I said, okay, like, what do you want? I don't,
I mean,
thank you for telling me how to write it down either on paper or in my phone. Thank you.
I think Jamie in the past, though, has made more fun of me of what I put on my list instead of just making a list, right?
Well, I just don't, like, I mean, we've talked about this 100 times. I don't get the going to the grocery store every single day.
Yeah.
That's just really interesting to me.
Because it's on my list.
That's why. Why not just go shopping on Sunday and then buy everything all of for the week?
Well, because sometimes I miss things and I have to write that down on my list.
But if you had it on a list, you could get to the store on Sundays and get it all.
Yeah.
But sometimes you miss things, Jamie. Sometimes I miss things, but I like to make a list and then complete it. But I do like to go to the grocery store. But part of the grocery store thing is I just like it. I just like it. It's not that I go and it's tedious and it means, you know, that it's an interruption in my day. I love going to the grocery store.
What's the joy? I guess I don't understand. Because I literally despise the grocery store.
I think there are people that can relate to me. I think that there are certain aisles that I feel like I've never been down. I have been many times. Huh. But I always feel like I find the surprise here and there. Like I'll stop and
read. Like the Olive Bar is crazy.
Well, I'll stop and I'll read some of the, maybe some of the things in the sauces. Like I'll see a different sauce. Huh. Does that make sense?
No.
Like you're discovering new things, you think.
Yeah, it's like a discovery. It's like hidden treasure or something.
Mm.
But I do find it, you find it tedious.
I hate
the grocery.
I mean.
Really?
It's a time sucker.
God, it is just so bleh.
Sometimes I just get excited over the manager's special. What did they
we
put
have
out
really
today?
Different lives.
Yeah.
We have really. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a lot of you get really excited about grocery shopping. Maybe I'm the weird one.
No, I will say, like, now that we get our groceries delivered because it's free delivery, it's amazing. Just comes right to your doorstep, don't it? It's weird now to go to the grocery store for me.
Yeah, but don't you dread, like, doing all the click lists? Like, because to me, it's just... And then the couponing thing is like, there's a coupon for this, and then I got to go back to the front page. You're like, what? Oh, my God, just add the coupon. Like, to me, they should just put all the coupons there. If you happen to hit one, you hit one. Like, the whole thing is just stupid.
Yeah, I tell you, the one I don't get is I don't get the digital coupons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
I can't figure it out.
You have to,
because I'm at the store just a couple of days ago. Let's go with milk, for an example. Okay, let's say it's $4 a gallon, okay? The digital coupon was like $1.50. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how do I do this?
How do you get the digital coupon?
How do I get this coupon?
Yeah.
Where do I go?
How does he get the digital coupon?
And I was afraid to ask somebody inside the store because I would look stupid, okay? And I'm there every day, so I should know this. Because
I only know how to get the digital coupons when I'm on the internet. How
when
does he get
online?
It? How does he get it when he's
when
actually
I'm at the store?
A lot should be just on your mobile app, and it comes up, and then you take it to checkout and show him.
Yeah, so you redeem it in your mobile app, and your mobile app will have a phone number associated with it. When you put in the phone number at the checkout, it'll do all your coupons.
Add it.
Yeah.
But does he have to like download it or something?
Well, you have to have the app and
no,
then you
not
have to
the
say
app.
You
I mean
want to
the,
redeem it in
that,
the app.
Yes, you have to find it in your app.
But wait a minute. So every item that's got a digital coupon,
that's what I'm saying.
I have to pull up at the counter.
That's,
somebody behind me is going to shoot me.
That's what I'm saying about even when you shop online. They won't just give you all the coupons. You have to go and click on them.
Each one. Well, what a pain in the butt.
Hello, I know. And I'm like, and then I get so frustrated because I feel like I'm being ripped off because I didn't go back to the first page and like click them all, you know, mm-hmm. because it's just pages and pages. So sometimes I just sit there and click them all. I'm like, why don't they automatically just load? Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. That's a lot of work.
Because who shops online for you guys, Carson?
Brie does it.
Yeah, so you don't know. Oh, I get excited because it shows up because you don't do any of the work.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
I mean, it's convenient.
And plus, for you people that just order stuff, because like I said, my wife ordered a bunch of stuff from Costco. Grocery showing up at my front door is like those people that order a car. And have a car delivered to you.
My
house.
Neighbor did that.
Who does that?
My neighbor.
You don't go to the car dealership and kick the tires and check this sucker out, maybe even test drive it. You just call up or you go online and order a car and it shows up in your driveway. Take it.
And she's driving
it. That's crazy.
And she loves it. And she did it. And it's a used car. It's a white.
And she loves it.
She loves it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a car.
And that weird van car thing showed up with it on there.
Yeah, and just unloaded it
and
right
just
there.
Just unloaded it, and there it was. It worked.
I don't get it.
She loves that car. Yeah.
I mean, to me, you've got, if you're buying a car, you're buying a car. Don't you got to look, don't you have to look at that, size it up with other vehicles that are on the lot? And like I say, you know, drive it or something.
Well, she went shopping
it.
For this particular car she wanted, and she looked everywhere. It was the cheapest one, was that people that deliver it was the cheapest one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But she knew exactly what she wanted.
And it worked out for her.
It was cheap.
Yeah. Maybe I'm doing it all wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I should just start doing
it. I mean, I personally would. My friend did that too with a car. He just, it was on like one of those auto traders, and he didn't see it either. I don't know. I have to see it too.
I've got to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
I can't imagine buying a vehicle that I haven't driven or at least looked at in person.
Yeah, I think all of us kind of feel that way.
Well, yeah, you want to drive the car.
Yeah, but people do. I mean, that's why it's a business. They just go online and just get it, I guess.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Monday morning. Hey, Spadil, I got a question for you. Spadil?
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for
you.
Who's more organized, me or Jamie?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wait
exactly.
A minute. You had to think about it.
Yeah.
What?
It really kind of depends on what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Just that's overall, what I said.
Overall, if you had to give a score from top to bottom, okay, from home life, work, whatever.
And think about turkeys in their car.
Or just meat in there.
That's not called organized. That's called being forgetful. No, that's not organized.
That's part of the organization is that you forgot to bring in a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Jamie's giving me tips on how to live longer.
I am.
I told her, why not go a different direction here? Let's. Why don't you do a list of how to check out of this place?
See? That might be easy. See, you're already doing it.
What?
You don't have a positive attitude. So you're gonna kill over. So you're doing yourself a favor right now.
Yeah, you got to be upbeat.
Because, no, he wants to die. So, so you're right on track, buddy.
All right, so.
All right, so here are the things.
And so I'm doing that wrong.
Yeah.
I need to get more positive in order to live longer.
Well, okay. So they looked at you. Have you guys watched the Blue People or whatever? The Blue Diet?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's on Netflix and all that stuff. The Blue Diet, everybody's talking about it because all these people, they're always active and they eat really well.
Yeah.
So the psychiatrists, psychologists, the MDs, all of them put the food together along with, now it's not just food, it's being active, obviously, but there's also personality traits. And you're screwed.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it says.
Let's go. Bring it on.
People that have a positive outlook and a positive attitude live longer.
I think I am the most, probably the freaking most positive person there is. If you don't like it, up yours. No, I think I think I've got a somewhat of a positive look at everything.
No, you don't.
Bull crap. Yes, I do.
I don't see that from you. I don't see like that. You're like, yeah, let's go. You're always like, oh, well, God, you gotta damn it.
There are certain things that it's hard to get up and beat them. Okay? One's like marriage and crap.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. She's in the car. She's in the car.
Honey, I'm kidding.
Oh, my. I just heard the ring go off. She's in the car.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my Literally. God. You better get flowers.
Yeah.
And don't forget to have them wrapped in the brown paper.
Yeah, they cost so much.
See?
That's negative.
Oh my God. So do you have a positive outlook on life?
Oh no. Oh yeah, I feel like everything's gonna get better from here.
I can hear it in your voice.
As of this moment, things are gonna woo, shoot up.
Do you feel like you have joy in your heart and that you give joy to others? Huh?
Well, you have to be the spokesperson for that. Do I give you joy?
Yeah, you do crack me up.
Sure.
So,
hey, Spadil, am I giving you joy? Carson, do I give you joy? Joy,
constantly,
right here.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Oh, my God.
That's what the J stands for, BJ, joy.
I'm going to go off the beaten track for a minute and just tell them a story about how you gave me joy. You guys, oh, my God, this is so bad. This is so bad.
What did I do? I don't even know what you're going to say.
The rehab place downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Those are my people.
So we walk out. We walk outside on Friday, and this girl goes, "Are you BJ and Jamie?" And he goes, yeah, we are. And she's like, I love you guys, but you know, that's, and he goes, what are you doing standing outside? And she like goes,
she
like,
points at the rehab. Now this is a rehab, not for your knees or your ankles.
No.
This is for like drug addiction, hardcore crap.
So she does the point and he goes, "Oh, this is the only one I haven't been to." And I go, "No." I go, "These places." God. I go, because I mean, she's in rehab.
Yeah.
She's outside smoking.
She's going through it.
And she's in it.
Yeah.
Right? And I go, "No, he's just kidding. They work." And he goes, "The hell they do. I've been to everyone in the state of Colorado." I'm like, no.
I said, "Yeah, it may take a few." And I said, "By the way, what are you in for, babe?"
She literally probably got in her car and just left. She's like, "Well, screw this."
And there was another, there was a younger girl out there too. I mean, not that this girl was, she was, the one we were talking to is in her 30s, and then the other girl was in her 20s. And I'm thinking, like, I want you to be the poster child because you are living a clean and healthy life, right? And so I want you to give them positive affirmation. Nope, not at all. Not at all.
It takes a few to stick, man. I'm just giving her the reality of it all. Yeah. Jamie is mortified.
I am.
I mean, she is in the road going, "BJ, come on. And I'm you know, just having a conversation with this woman that I feel like that her and I are connecting.
You aren't bringing her joy, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was giving her the realities of rehab.
No, that's not the reality.
It was.
Well, I don't know how it works. I'm just saying that at that moment, she probably wanted you
support.
Yes.
Well, I feel like I was kind of
supporting. No, you weren't at all.
I met a girl again the next day, too. You weren't there for this one. That was a good one. She invited me in to speak.
Oh.
Yeah. I swear, she said, "You should come in and speak sometime." And I said, "Well, how about now?" She goes, no, we're not doing it right now.
I don't want you to go in and speak if
you're
going to say
it. Yeah, they have a lecture. I guess they have some lectures down there. And she said that I should come in and be a lecturer.
No, not if you say it takes a few of them before it sticks.
Yeah, it may take a while, but hey, good luck.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys
I know
there.
You're spending $30,000 right now, but it's not going to work.
I can always edit my speech so that I, you know, you come across a little bit more supportive.
Well, I fixed it after you left.
You did?
Yeah.
You talked to her?
Yes, because I felt so bad. I mean, if you're in rehab, you want hope. Yeah. And you want hope from the guy that's living a great life and not the guy that says, I've been to every one of them in Colorado. So you left. I go, "He's just kidding." I go, "Listen, he is like, I mean," I go, "you got to admit, he looks great." I go, "When I first met him, he was all puffy and all this stuff."
That's a mess.
Yeah, he was a mess. And I said, "He's just living so great now." And she's like, "Are you sure?"
She was doubting herself for sure.
I go, "He just says that to be funny." I'm like, it only takes one time. It only takes one time.
It only takes one time.
Yes. Me talking through my teeth.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're listening this morning, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
not give you hope.
Yeah.
Because it only takes one time.
All right, what else is on your mind? What's going to make me live longer?
Sorry.
Because right now I'm not feeling good about it.
I mean, I'm
ready to check out like now.
You need to be cheerful. Are you cheerful?
Oh, hell yeah.
It says you also have to live as a conscientious person, meaning conscientious people don't do stupid things. And therefore, they have lower rates of accidents and better health behaviors. You have to have a balanced meal. We knew that. It says people tend to drink alcohol in moderation, which you don't even at all.
I don't drink at all.
And eat more balanced meals, don't take life chances, and live with happiness in their heart. Oh, and they said they're never late either.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's not you either.
No, that is not me.
You're always late.
No,
everything. It's not just work. It's everything.
It's everything.
You can count on it. My wife's the same way, though. She's late to everything.
Is Bree late?
Yeah, constantly.
Maybe it's just a girl thing.
Yeah, no, I know guys that are that way, too. My son's that way.
He's late to everything.
My old Lee Harris does the night show here. He's the same way. He'll stay in a shower for an hour.
Well, I know what he's doing in
there. I don't get it.
I do.
I don't get it. Not an hour. 10 minutes max. Keepers, creepers.
Oh, my God.
How do we get to this?
Wait, and it says you should live with a positive attitude and you will. Here's the last one. I can't forget this one.
What?
You also have to live as an agreeable person.
I don't know. No. I don't agree with that.
It says agreeableness can play a part in longevity too, especially when it comes to weathering stressful situations. It's easier to just not make a big deal if you don't agree with somebody and just agree with them.
I've actually gotten better at that. I have. I was terrible there for a while. I was on a run. No, I have. I've gotten better. And now you're looking at me like I'm being honest with you. I'm more agreeable today than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for agreeing.
Yeah. Oh, right. We're supposed to do that. Yes.
You are crushing it.
Yeah. That a boy there. No, you guys are fake. He's a real deal.
Jamie, this reminds me of that time that you saw a fat girl when you wanted to take her for a walk every day. Okay, let me explain that. This is a long story, but I saw this girl and she was eating alone and she was very, very big. And I thought, you know, I bet she would like to go for a walk every day. Like, I bet she doesn't want to be sitting there alone at this buffet eating all that food.
Yeah.
I bet if I went up to her and said, hey, you know what? Why don't we go for a walk every day? She'd probably go, thank you. Don't you think?
Nope. She might if you walked up with a chicken leg in your hand.
Oh my God.
Here, follow me, baby.
Oh my God.
Treat it, you know, set a trail of chicken down the sidewalk. Maybe you can get her to walk then.
No.
That's it. Yeah. That would be me. You'd have to toss out a few, you know, crumbs.
No,
for the boy.
Give me some incentive.
Yeah.
No, I just thought, if I was just sitting there alone and I was my 600-pound life and somebody came up to me and said, hey, do you want to go for a walk instead of just sitting here alone with that, I think I would be like, wow, thank you.
I'd tell you to go honk on Bobo. That's what I do. Yeah. All right, we didn't get to Coach Prime.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
You can play in tabloid.
Sorry.
We can do whatever.
I totally forgot.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
What were you saying you got in trouble for?
I got in trouble for the gun thing because, I don't know, maybe it's just me being a, you know, dumb dad or whatever. So Frog, the other day, we're playing, he likes to play store. Where I take the change out of my pocket and I buy some of his toys from him, right?
Right.
So he sold me a gun the other day. He sold me a Nerf gun.
Okay.
Nerf gun. Every kid has a Nerf gun, right?
For sure.
All right. So he sells me a gun for a quarter.
All right.
I give him the quarter. He gives me this big, it's big, giant Nerf gun.
Did he run a check on you? Background check?
No. Probably should have, though. So the next thing out of my mouth is, well, where are the bullets? How am I going to shoot you if I don't have bullets?
Right.
Right? Man, did I get in trouble.
For what?
What if he goes to school and says something like
that?
Oh. Oh, man. You don't say that to a five-year-old. Blah, 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 blah. Man, did I get in trouble. And I get it. I don't think we ever did.
I mean, I'm trying to. It's been a long time. I don't think we did the. We wouldn't say, like, what if I shoot you? I think that was probably where you got a red flag.
It is?
Yeah. I think.
He knew in his head that I wasn't talking about real bullets. I'm talking about a Nerf bullet. Okay. You gave me a Nerf gun. The thinking is that I don't have any bullets here. How am I going to shoot you? Because he shoots me and I shoot him.
Right. I think that's where you lost me is the shoot. How am I going to shoot you? You know, that one.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
Well, no. My kid had Nerf guns and stuff, but I just don't know. Like, I don't remember because it's been a long time. But I don't think we did the shoot
Listen, Linda, listen to me.
I don't know, though.
Isn't it just a consensus between he and I that we're talking about playing and a Nerf gun with Nerf bullets? Isn't that just what he's thinking and I'm thinking? Right?
Well, I mean, we had laser tag.
And it really doesn't come into I'd shoot you with a real bullet, whatever, until she brought it into the conversation.
I know. I'm just saying, where did I cringe was, well, how am I going to shoot you is where I cringed.
Right.
Yeah, those words
is where I cringed. I'm just saying where I like that. My pooper puckered right there.
I just don't feel like I did anything wrong.
Well, I think like with laser tag, it was only a light. So when the kids all shot each other, if you will, quote unquote, it was with a light, right?
Yeah.
So they all had those things. I don't remember if they must have, because we have so many of those guns. They must have.
Well, and even when I would have sleepovers with my friends, we would have Nerf gun wars, we would call it.
They must have. Because
but I don't remember like...
Everybody does.
Yeah. I don't remember like saying, oh, and I'm sure we said, I shot you, you shot me, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's all assumed. A five-year-old is old enough to assume that daddy is talking about a Nerf bullet. Right?
Is he?
Yes.
I don't know. I felt like I'm siding with Lisa.
I don't know.
Only because she was just on the phone. I just talked to her.
I got so much trouble from that.
I know. You know what it is, though? It's just a completely fine line. Like, because one family, I had a shooting range in my house in the basement.
Right.
Because there's a really long hall. So I made a shooting range in it with CO2 guns. And I had those things from Cabela's. They were huge, big. They're stuffed and they have a bullseye. And so the bullet can't go all the way through.
Yeah.
And the kids would load up the guns and they all had safety glasses on and everybody got one. We only had two of them. And they got in each lane and they got to shoot the bullets. Well, one family is like, my kid can't come over anymore. I was down there with them and nobody's allowed to go look at their bullets until everybody shoots them out, right? Yeah. The whole gun.
Right.
Because you don't want somebody to get shot by a CO2 BB because it'd probably penetrate their skin. But man, that like we don't allow guns. And I was like, okay, well, we have a shooting range in our basement and we also do bow and arrow.
Oh yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you don't know what everyone's sensitive to.
Yeah.
You're right. You've got parents out there that would never allow their kids to pick up a toy gun.
Yeah. And they I mean, this was, you know, a CO2 is kind of strong.
Right.
And then it was, you know, arrows, bows and arrows that could kill you. But other than that, it was fine.
And my thinking was the gun that we're talking about, this Nerf gun, I didn't buy that gun.
Yeah.
I didn't buy that gun. It was given to him as a gift. Now, if you're totally against the whole shooting thing, why does he even have it, right?
Yeah. So that's
think about it like that. But I think a five-year-old, and I know Frog pretty well. I mean, come on. I think he knows that what I was implying. I was implying that the Nerf gun and shooting with a Nerf gun.
Somebody said where you went wrong is you called them bullets. You're supposed to call them darts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really?
I think bullets. Oh. Yeah,
I think the word bullet is why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No, I think that's why. I think it's the word bullet as opposed to the darts.
Nerf bullets. They're not called darts.
We would say like rockets, like Nerf rockets.
They're not called darts.
Well, I mean,
I think officially Nerf does call them darts.
Yeah, so they don't call them bullets.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Let's see here. I play with my daughter, but she knows not to shoot at people or pets, BJ. Sorry. BJ, just say dart, not bullets. Duh. Let's see.
Duh.
This is why I don't have children. Wait, what? let's see here. BJ, you should have said darts, not bullets. Hello. They're not called bullets. They're darts.
Darts.
I tried to call you with a story, but Schmidl hung up on me.
All right, let me ask you
they're
this.
Called darts.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I'd said, okay, where's the darts? How am I going to shoot you?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's better.
Well,
I think that's better. Bullets, yeah.
Yeah, because we know bullets that you're...
But you said that shoot you was what bothered you.
Well, that did. Well, I think it was the whole combo of...
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think I would say, how am I going to shoot you, though? I don't think I would, though. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember, BJ. It's been so long. He's 17 now. I mean, I just know that we have a plethora of them, so it's not like I'm politically correct at all. I had a shooting range in my basement.
I will tell you this. If you are playing with darts and your gun... And again, I'm saying darts. I'm not saying bullets. But if you're playing with darts, the cat's harder to hit than the dog.
And here's where we have the problem. But listen, I let my son burn ants with a magnifying glass. So I am not the parent to go to for these things. I actually sent him outside one day and I said, go burn ants with this magnifying glass. You're driving me nuts.
Go kill some time.
Yeah. And so he did. So I am not the person to give you advice at all.
Right.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here's what's scary. Speaking of AI, this is crazy. You know how we read these stories and we never hear about anybody in our circle having it happen to them. So we kind of never feel like it's true.
Yeah.
So on our girl group yesterday, she cussed, so I won't say what she said. But she said, here, let me read it. It was basically my friend. She flipped out yesterday because her mom called her and said that somebody had called her mom and said that it was her grandchild, which is my girlfriend's daughter.
Yeah.
And her exact voice, so I'll call her Hannah. It was in Hannah's exact voice calling her grandma, begging for money and crying, saying that she needs to hire a lawyer and all this stuff. Now, this happened to my friend. And you know, like, I've always heard about this. But
yeah, well, we've talked about this several times that this was going on, that people were stealing voices and they were using it for kind of a ransom call to get money from people.
Yeah, but you know how you kind of think, like, I wonder if it really does happen.
Yeah, like crime. It's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Or in my circle.
Right, exactly. She said, hold on, let me find that.
That is spooky, though.
She said, holy effing hell, friends. My parents got a call from Hannah today, absolutely AI, asking for bail money and a lawyer retainer fee. My mom said it sounded exactly like Hannah, exactly. And then she goes on to say it was really scary. It was so realistic. And so she didn't know what to do. So she said, let me call your mom. And she hung up and she called Christy and said, hey, where's Hannah? What's going on? And she's like, she's at work. Why? And she's like, no, she just called. And her mom was like crying.
Yeah, I could see where, you know, we all say to ourselves that it would never happen to me or I wouldn't fall for it.
Right.
But I think you would. I think if you heard your kid's voice, then panic would set in because you couldn't take the chance that it's not that kid.
Mm. Exactly. You know? What if you left him hanging?
Yeah, what if you took the chance and said, you know what? Yeah, screw you. Yeah, you're playing with me. It's an AI. What if it turns out that it is?
So thankfully, she just hung up and said, I'm going to call your mom.
Yeah.
She just did that. And so, you know, she didn't get any money. But then my other friend said her parents, the same thing happened. And their son had a little bit of legal issues. So they really believed it was him.
So he had a history.
Right. So he called for money and they sent him $8,000 to a scam artist. Yeah. $8,000.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, too. If you're a scammer out there and you're looking for the way to pull this off, then that's the way to do it. You look for troubled past.
Well, and they seem to find they seem to find the grandparents and call the grandparents. So here's what everybody decided to do, and I love this idea. You need a safe word. Like my kid and I, you guys know what it is, but don't say it on the air. We have a safe sentence because I've told you that whole story. But you need a safe word to tell your grandparents and to tell your kids. So then that way, if they ask for money, they say Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I've got a phrase.
They know it's you.
Oh, you do?
Mine is Jesus just left Birmingham.
Shut up, BJ.
No, it's not. I'm in trouble. So if you get a phone call,
that was your friends a long time ago in Florida. You told us that story.
I stole it from him because he uses it in Florida. Nobody uses that in Colorado.
You're not supposed to tell your password.
But now you just said it.
Yeah,
so
you have to change
audio.
It.
No, why would you have to change it?
Because now people know your password.
Or they can probably get this off the podcast and get the recording.
Yeah, and just do it.
Crap.
Change it to Iowa.
Oh, man. I wish you had told me that before we started. Now I got to change it.
I know. Yeah.
Jesus just left Chicago.
I just said Iowa.
Okay.
Did you not even hear me?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, I got an email from a friend, old high school friend.
Yeah.
Right, asking me about a reunion. I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
Isn't there a cutoff period for a high school reunion?
No.
I mean, don't you stop at about...
Nope, you never stop. Because I'm part of the Heron Historical Society.
Right.
Back home or whatever.
You are.
Yeah. And they... What? Because my family had a White's Garage there. So we've been there from the beginning of time.
Okay.
And so, like, White's Garage was on Main Street.
You're like a historical landmark.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've had it forever. I mean, when I was little, my dad would go by there. You know, they had the parts store in the front, and then they had the garage in the back and all that stuff. And so it was the only garage in town. And so we had White's Garage on Main Street, and it was a whole thing. I have pictures of Model Ts up on chains because they didn't have lifts back then.
Yeah.
They lifted them with...
A hoist.
A hoist was the chains, Model Ts.
They would change out engines.
Yeah, with my great-grandfather. So it's kind of crazy. Anyway, what were we talking about?
High school reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a cutoff
point? So they just posted one Dude, these people are like 1 foot in, okay? They are like...
That's what I mean, though.
No, but you're not that age. These people are like 90. They're 90.
And they're still getting together.
Yes. And they did a reunion.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The last one I went to, and it was a 20-year reunion. All right. Now, at that point, what? You're 40. No, you're not even that. You're 37, 38 years old, right? Then everybody looked decrepit to me.
I know.
Even then.
I know.
So I can't even imagine going now. They reached out to me, and I wrote back. I wrote back, and I said, hang on a second. I said, there's got to be a cutoff point on reunions.
Hello, wet blanket toss.
Yeah, I did. I said,
there's obviously not if they're organizing it. You are Debbie Downer.
They're looking into organizing it. They're reaching out to see how many people were.
Well, you're a no, obviously.
Well, I might go. I mean, if they actually put it together, but I don't know. I mean, I wasn't going to give the thumbs up. Like, okay, I'll be there. All you got to do is just put it together.
But instead you wrote a negative thing. Like, there's got to be a cutout for this. My God.
The last one we went to, it was, and Lisa went with me. The last one we went to, I only had like 60 people in my graduating class. Okay. Right. I think there were 20 people that showed up. Actually, I got it figured now.
Yeah.
There might be six of us.
Well, that's why they're putting out feelers to see.
Yeah, to see what the numbers are going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're alive.
Oh, my God. They're not. You guys are not that old, BJ. Jesus Christ. My God.
It was just out of the blue yesterday, and I thought, man, oh, man, I don't know. Because when you go back to a high school reunion, and no matter how much you try not to, there's a lot of judging that goes on.
Oh, how well people age.
Yeah. Well, age, what they're doing now with their lives,
yeah.
Where they're at, you know, with family or not having a family or whatever, you know, but there's a lot of judging that goes on.
I went to my 10-year, and I mean, it was fun. It was fine. I feel like, if you've moved out of your town, like some of the, they haven't left. So they're still the same friend groups and
still
like
they never
left.
Yeah.
No, their best years were in high school. Yeah. Yeah, they peaked in high school.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so they never left. And so I'm not sure why they get together when they're all still friends and hang out.
Well, I think it's people that did leave coming back in that they haven't seen in many years. And then, you know, for some reason to get together. And I might go if they actually put it together or whatnot. But I just thought there's got to be a cutoff point at some point. But people get together 80, 90 years old, I guess.
My sister went to her husband's, which was in a different town.
Yeah.
And she grabbed, so they had pins, right, with everybody's pictures and stuff like it. And so the only pin that was left, and she didn't go to this high school, was some guy. I don't know who it was. And she put it on, and she said that she changed into a woman. And people believed it.
Maybe that's what I
think. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
people actually believe my sister had a sex change and was a woman now.
Maybe I do that. Maybe I cross-dress and go back as a woman.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, this day and age, they would buy things
up,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
it's an idea.
BJ and Jamie.
So here's the thing. It just came out. And don't cheat, okay? Because it's a contest.
Okay.
All right?
I think I've seen this list.
Oh, no.
But I'm not going to cheat.
If you know it, don't tell.
Yeah, I won't tell.
Well, I mean, if you feel like you've seen it on a list, don't tell.
Okay.
All right. And Spadil, don't cheat.
Okay.
I know that you and Carson are very competitive.
Yeah,
and like,
no,
don't take the fun out of it because it's really not worth anything. You don't win anything.
No.
Okay. So there's just no reason to cheat. I don't get why people do that. My brother-in-law used to cheat so bad at Uno.
Yeah.
He would put the draw four in the freezer and he would go, yeah. He'd put all the draw four, or a few of them, in the freezer, and then he'd go make sweet tea and get the ice out of the freezer and have a draw four. And then we found out because it was cold.
Yeah. Yeah, freezer's a bad move.
Yeah, it's a really bad move.
Put it under the cookie jar.
Yeah,
you know,
moron.
Something like that.
Yeah, anyway, my sister was smart enough to divorce that moron. Yeah. Anyway, all right, moving on. All right,
well,
so
if you cheat at cards or a game like Uno, you're a bad person.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got bad just morals in general.
I just don't get why anybody... Because
that makes no sense.
I know.
It's like so people, competitive.
It's like people that cheat at golf.
Yeah.
I view them as really
we know one.
Horrible people. horrible people.
I don't know if he's horrible, but he is a cheater.
Oh, he's horrible. He's horrible. Do I know him?
Yes, we both know him.
And he cheats?
Well, he makes his handicap, you know.
You're horrible. If you're listening, Paul, you're horrible.
Oh, my God. You can't name names.
Well, he's got a cheating handicap. All right, so back to the list.
So this is called the Mandela Effect, okay? And I thought that was a magician or something, but that's another guy. Anyway, it's called the Mandela Effect. And it's things that we think how we remember them are right, but they're actually really wrong.
Okay.
All right, for example, where did Nelson Mandela die?
He died in South America, was it? No.
He died here in America, right?
South Africa.
And where? In South Africa.
Well, there's certain people who think that, the Mandela effect specifically, there's certain people who think that he died in prison and never made it out.
And he did not. He did not die in prison, but the majority of people think he died in prison and he did not.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's how this came to be, is because most people didn't know the story about Nelson Mandela. That's why it's called the Mandela effect, because most people think he died in prison. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's how this goes. All right. So I'll ask you some more. I feel like Shmadil's going to know some of them.
I'm very familiar with the Mandela effect. Yeah.
Well,
okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this one, because I already asked them off the air. So let me ask you this one. Okay. Does Mr. Monopoly, Mr. Peanut, or both wear a monocle?
Just Mr. Peanut.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was both. Because I feel like the Monopoly guy's rich.
The Monopoly guy, doesn't he have one in his pocket or something?
I feel like, or it's
he
like
does have like a little
him.
Chain there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, so it's I think it's in the pocket. So secretly he is wearing
it. But he doesn't pull it out and put it on his eye.
I know. Yeah. All right. So you got that one right, you bastard. All right. No black stripe or black stripe on Pikachu's tail?
Oh, that one always gets me. I think it's black stripe.
A black stripe. I'm going to go with that. Yeah.
I have no idea.
No.
No black stripe?
No black stripe?
No black stripe on Pikachu's tail.
Really?
Yep. What, you don't know about Pikachu?
No, I didn't know anything about Pikachu. Is that one of the Pokemon?
That's a Pokemon. Yeah, that's the Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The fruit in Fruit of Loom logo pours out of what?
It's a cornucopia, right?
Go on.
Is that the basket thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong! Everybody thinks it does, though. It doesn't pour
it?
Out.
Does it?
No, it doesn't pour out of that.
What's it come out
of? I don't know. They didn't tell me. But they just said everybody.
A bucket?
Hold on.
I don't know. It just says that. It says, really? Does the fruit in the Fruit of Loom logo pour out of a cornucopia? And the answer is no.
I didn't know it poured out of anything. Yeah. I thought it was just fruit.
I just thought it was stacked.
I did too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is just stacked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think it poured out of anything.
I didn't either.
I remember there being a cornucopia behind it.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. That looks like a cornucopia.
But there's other ones without it.
I think that's the one that people think they remember but isn't, like, correct, though.
Yeah, that's just the one that they mocked up to see because people think it's in that thing.
Oh.
It's just stacked up, right? Okay.
And
by the way, you can play the game at home, all right? So this is for everybody. Just yell it out, okay? All right. Let's see here. What color is C-3PO?
He's, like, gold, like, copper.
Anybody? Yeah, gold. Anybody?
I think it's silver.
Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody want to play at home? Okay. He's all gold, but he has a silver leg.
But he has a silver leg.
I'm trying to imagine it. Hold on.
If these are all wrong, I'm going to be really, really, really mad, okay? What is the most popular peanut brand?
Peanuts?
Peanut butter. I'm sorry, peanut butter.
Peanut butter, Jif.
Yeah, Jif.
Skippy.
Okay, so most people think it's Jiffy, but it's just Jif. But people put Jif. Skippy and Jif together, and they call it Jiffy, and there's no Jiffy.
Because I know there's a Jiffy Lube. Like, but
do you see his silver leg?
I think it's right here, yeah.
Okay. Is it silver leg? He has a silver leg?
That looks gold.
I agree with you,
it does look gold. But
there
below
it is.
The knee, yeah, it looks
below
silver.
Below the knee, it is silver.
On his right leg.
Okay.
That's a technicality there.
It might be.
Yeah,
the one behind him
is
silver, so it might be like CGI's messing up.
Yeah,
no, it's...
Well, no. It's one of those where they do that on purpose just to fool people down the road.
All right, here's another one. You ready? How does the Luke statement about his father go?
He says, he doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, I think he just says, I am your father.
Wait, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
Luke. Yeah, but he doesn't do the Luke. There's no Luke at the beginning.
All right, but you guys already know this one.
Yeah, we know this.
Okay, it's actually, he says, Luke, no, I am your father.
No.
There's the word no.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't say Luke.
No, he says Luke, no, I am your father.
I thought it was Luke, I am your father.
Spadil, you're doing terrible on this.
I'm pretty sure that it's no, there's no Luke.
Mr. Genius.
All right, Field of Dreams.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. You got it.
We talked about this one. Yeah.
If you build it, he will come.
Yeah.
No, it's they.
It's he. If you build it, he will come. That's what they said it says. I'm telling you.
But see, here's how that's gotten changed over the years.
Yeah.
Is it's always used for like stadiums.
Right.
So they throw in they to fill up the stadium. Does that make sense?
Oh, so they changed
it. Yeah, they changed it to they, and that's how we've all interpreted it, because you build it.
Because
they
used it as like a PR piece, right?
For all the people will come.
Mm, yeah. Right, but it's truly in the movie, it's if you build it, he will come.
Right.
All right, last one, and then we can all stop, because I think Schmidl's getting angry that he doesn't know these and stuff.
Doing terrible.
Yeah, right? Okay. Mirror,
mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, what he said.
I'll go with that.
Nope, magic mirror on the wall.
Really?
I've always heard it as mirror, mirror on the wall.
It's magic mirror on the wall. Oh my God, he's going now to Star Wars to see what Luke says. He's so mad about Luke.
You hit a nerve. You hit a Schmidl nerve.
I've got one that I remember from the list, too.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
We're going to need a bigger boat, yeah. How's it go?
No. That's not it.
What is it?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger boat?
In the movie, Jaws, instead of we're going to need a bigger boat, he says you're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love
these. See, he doesn't say Luke. He doesn't say it.
Okay.
I just found the line.
Okay, let's play it.
Happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I.
Luke. No
but
Luke.
There is a no.
There is a no.
There is
but
a
you,
no.
Didn't, yeah. you didn't know the
but
no.
But you didn't know
there
that one.
A no.
I said there was a no.
No, you did.
Yeah,
no.
I did. That's exactly what I said.
You were such a liar.
No, I said, no, I am your father.
No, go back to the tape. Go back to the tape. No, you did not.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Anything to be right.
I'll give it to you, but
no, he didn't.
You are so good.
He said, Luke, I am your father.
BJ and Jamie.
I hate the news.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So, because I do things differently because I read a news article. Remember when they were saying, like, airbags will break your nose, give you two black eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I started scooting my seat back so far that I would point my toe to hit the gas and I get a foot cramp.
Because you're overextending it?
Yeah.
It seems like every rule that's put out there is broken at some point or debunked, I guess I should say.
No, I'm saying you're missing my point. I'm saying that I react to it. I always react to all this stuff.
No, I'm saying down the line, it turns out that it's not exactly what you thought it was.
Okay. Well, anyway. And so I just read this whole story. So that's one thing I do when I read the news is I always react to it, right? Yeah. So I'm pushing my chair back and I'm like freaking out like, oh my God, the airbag is going to go off. Ah! Well, now today, and you guys, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're gonna think about it every single time. They're saying that when you go get water at a fast food restaurant, you know how you decide to be healthy or you save some money and you get the water out of the machines, that it's disgusting. That they never clean those particular
lines.
It's
like a breeding ground for all kind of bacteria.
Everything. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That you think you're being healthy and then this comes out.
This is just, well, and the thing is, it's like, I'm, and I don't know why I want to pass it on to you guys. Like, that's just mean. I should have kept it to myself. But now I'm going to think about it every time because I think, oh, I'll just get the water. Nope. You don't want to do that. Let me find the story. It is, BJ, it's nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's got stuff in it. The water does.
Yeah, but is that everywhere?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like it.
Here it is. It says
really good.
Researchers, well, you know what? I guess bacteria is tasty.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it any different than the tap water that we get at home?
Yeah, because we're not running ours, I guess, through these plastic lines that build up. You know how? Remember? Have you ever had an aquarium and you run the water to the pump or whatever, it gets like green in it and all that. Yeah,
the algae and everything.
Kind of like that. Researchers found contaminated water in the machines at popular fast food joints. I guess 50% of the water samples from these soda fountains tested positive for chloroform, salmonella, some big word that I can't pronounce, and E. coli. They advise soda fountain operators to please start regularly maintaining and sanitizing their dispensers. Because I always think about the ice. Because, you know, I've seen them come in with a big Home Depot bucket with the ice and fill it up at the top.
Yep, we did that at Arby's. We would, if you fill the ice, you go back to the big ice maker.
Right.
Put the little scoop in, fill up the buckets, and come in, and then dump the buckets in the machine.
And
yeah.
You're like, oh, no, that seems a little iffy, too. How long is that? And then the other one that bothers me is the margarita machines that just sit there and spin. And you don't know how long it's been. How long has that margarita been mixing at
these
Mexican restaurants?
Trust me, they never.
I know.
Clean that out.
I know. That's what I feel like.
Guarantee it.
Because it's just spinning like the hot dogs at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Just all this nastiness.
I like those hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
They're really.
No problem with it.
They're sauteed for sure.
Yeah. They're good.
Nice. So sorry to put that out there, but I just was reading this and I'm freaked out now.
Oh, great.
Because now
you can't get water. You got to take your own bottled water.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, wait a minute. Bottled water, you're drinking plastic, remember?
Well, right, but...
What's the difference?
You're not supposed to get your bottled water hot, but I think in the truck, because I get mine delivered, I'm like, but I bet in the truck it gets hot. And I bet when it's sitting there going to the grocery store, it gets hot.
Yeah, transportation for sure, especially in the summer.
We're all going to die.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Yeah, I was telling Jamie off air that I went through dog training this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of what you're telling me.
Well, I was surprised.
I'm a huge advocate for animals, and it
Oh, my God.
And it just makes me sad that
Jamie,
you would torture your dogs.
You
like that.
Just laughed and told Spadil to put up a video where a bird that somebody rehabbed that's sitting on his arm goes flying off first day out in the wild and bam, hits the front end of a Mack truck. And you found that very funny.
Bird is the word.
So. Yeah, I'm telling Jamie.
This is a doggy, and you're electrocuting him. Wow. PETA?
I will say this.
Take note.
I had no idea when you get a dog trainer. Okay, we got a dog trainer. And one of my dogs is a 6-month-old German Shepherd. He's a big boy. He's a bad looking
guy. Can you
say
he's like getting bigger than you thought he was?
Oh, he's large. And even the trainer said, oh my God, that dog's only 6 months old. Look out. Anyway, he comes in to do the dog training on Saturday. I was surprised how much involved a shock collar is. And they call it something else now. They call it the e-collar to make it sound a little better.
Which means electricity?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
And I was surprised how much it was involved in the training process.
So they just electrocute them?
No, they don't electrocute. They just send a little wake-up call. That's what it's called.
You said that your dog jerked because he didn't do something right, and the guy turned it up to 200, and the dog was like, ah!
Yeah.
You said he squeals.
Yeah, he did.
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
What didn't you? Why didn't you say something?
Because we're training.
See something, say something.
No, you got to do it this way.
Not with a yelp.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it worked out.
You hate dogs.
But the dog, I could tell it instantly, this dog changed his personality.
He's in the electric chair.
I mean,
oh my God.
I think anyone would change their personality if that was like that.
Let me ask you this, though, Carson, because your dog, I watched the videos, and your dog is really good.
Yep.
He just started, so I haven't seen any of your videos, BJ, so I'm not taking away. But did you guys use like electricity?
So we went to a place, and
it's a yes or no.
It's an e-collar.
So, yes?
I wouldn't say it's electricity. It's a lit, like, we held it, they had us hold it in our hand and grasp it.
Is it electricity?
And they turned it up. No, I'd say it's like a pinch. It's like a tingle.
And how does it, it's electricity, right?
Yes.
I guess you could call it electricity, but it's a tingle. It's not even like, it's not like a shock.
It's electricity.
But it's not a shock.
Somebody's going up and pinching him?
It's not like he's an electric chair and he's like, not like that.
How is it then?
It's just like, tingle, tingle. Don't do that. Tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. You messed up. Don't.
Oh, he has the nice
tingle,
one.
Tingle.
Yeah. Why don't you get that? You, that
see,
tone.
Ours doesn't go. Ours doesn't go up to 100. We have 1 through 7 setting, and it's a very light tingle. Tingle, it's tingle, not crazy. Tingle,
but
tingle,
the numbers did don't something matter. Wrong. See, I can't tingle, get that tingle. Across to you. It doesn't matter if
the numbers do matter. There are e-callers like shocking value.
I'm saying that your numbers, tingle, my numbers, tingle. Are pretty equivalent as far as the amount of shock he tingle, can tingle. Provide.
Don't
or they
that.
Wouldn't sell it to you.
Tingle, tingle. Look at me.
Look.
See?
Tingle, tingle.
See?
Tingle.
That's so much better than... Yeah.
Look, I'm not...
Did
totally.
Your dog ever, like...
No, never jerk his... I've never seen him jerk his head or, like, yelp or anything like that.
Because he got a tingle.
Tingle. Tingle fixed
you guys
dog.
Are not tingling.
Well, let me tell you something. My dogs, they're not tingle dogs. They're not going to change their behavior based on a tingle, okay? Now, you got... Lucky and got a gray dog. Okay?
I don't know.
But my
if I
dog
could, like,
will not change its behavior based on a tingle. It takes a little bit of a shock, at least one or two here and there, to get the
but
point
to get
across.
It to yelp?
And then the tingle helps tell them, like, hey, you better straighten up or the big one's coming. And that's the way they operate. And that's you know, standard.
Well, it doesn't sound standard because he's tingling and you're yelping. So I think it's based on whoever the dog trainer is, obviously, right?
I don't know. I'm just going on what mine is.
Schmidl, what do you think? Tingle, tingle, or...
I mean, you have to get the brr to make the tingle work, right? Yeah. Like, they gotta know it's coming.
See,
yeah.
here's what I
feel like Carson's dog probably had the brr, and he's not really, like, telling us, or maybe he didn't see it, because he does drop that dog off at the trainer.
Oh, so they're exactly. abusing him when he's not around.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I think happened. Carson took your dog, did you not? You took it for a few hours.
And dropped him off.
Let the trainer do his thing, and then you show up on the back end, correct?
Well, we show up for the...
Correct.
For the last hour,
correct.
And work
yes.
with them ourselves.
You're in court, correct?
But we use
yes
the
no.
same. We use
yes
the same
no.
setting
listen,
on the
yes or no.
Listen, yes or
yes,
no.
Yes or no.
Yeah, we
yes,
drop them off,
okay.
and then we
all
go.
Right, so that's when the dog's yelping.
You don't know what that trainer used. You really don't.
Could have been a butt
they
probe.
Use
a,
they use,
no, you don't.
They
know
use
that.
The same
Did
e-collar that
them?
We use.
Did you ask him?
I see it because we drop them off with our e-collar on, and he wears it the entire time.
Spadil's dead on. When you weren't there.
So they switch out the e-collar to a different one.
Yeah.
Or no. they kick him.
They
just turn it up.
They get that dog's attention, and then you follow up here. With what you have, the tingle tangle. Okay? But it all started out with electrocution, and then it goes to tangle tangle. No, I'm serious. And he just doesn't realize or doesn't want to believe it.
I think you need to get a new trainer.
Wow.
I think that's
wow.
what you need to do.
Wow.
You went to some guy, like, it just sounds cruel.
It does sound mean. I'm not going to lie.
Like our
and
trainers
I'm a dog
weren't like
lover.
That. And our trainers, I mean, there's a reason why our training class and session in school, they're so popular. They're like
because
everyone
they only,
goes
because
to
they
them.
Don't, they only tingle, BJ. They don't yelp.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
My dogs, I've never used a shock collar. Lucy knows how to sit and stay and do everything. Positive reinforcement's really kind of the way to go.
But, a snack. Yeah. Or yeah. you go like this, because I know stuff.
Or the clicker thing.
Well, no, you go like this. That's what you do.
I will tell you.
This, yeah. Psst. See, like that. Because
Spadil, I should have hired you, but you were in Chicago.
Yeah, I was gone.
You go,
yeah.
like, you go like that. You know why? Because I watched that dog train. What's his name?
Caesar Milan.
Yeah. He goes, and that dog's like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring the shock collar in, put on the collar, and let Jamie control it.
You're going to put it on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
do
it.
Anytime I do something out of line, you just can't.
This is such a great idea.
Let's do this. Seriously. This is awesome.
I'm going to bring it in. I'll strap it on.
Uh-huh.
Now, we can't go above a certain level.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll throw on the collar, mm-hmm. and then I'll give you the control. And if I get out of hand in any way whatsoever, just say anything out, you
crap out of me. Well, that's good, because then you'll know what it's like to be your dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem
you'll
with that.
You'll just yelp.
I actually held it, and I did a good little shock on my head.
Did you go all the way up?
I did as much as
yes
the dog.
Yes or no?
No, but the dog didn't go all the way up either.
That you know of.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. I was there. I didn't drop my dog off.
Oh, okay.
I was there for the entire thing, so I know exactly what the level was. I went to that level. The level was 50, and the thing goes to 127. Oh. The level was 50, and it was like a battery. Almost that
put
you would touch.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Like a 9-volt?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a tingle.
Yeah.
Then why did your dog yelp?
Because he wasn't used to that.
So he's being dramatic.
The shock was. Whatever that shock was, he yelped.
What? Sometimes German Shepherds are very, very dramatic dogs.
Oh, it's they're just like real loud. BJ, just yeah. like yeah. its owner.
Dramatic dog?
Sometimes they are, man. Yeah.
I love drama.
My dog, when I had a dog a long, long time ago with my ex-husband, Roxy was a sheepdog.
Yeah.
And we'd have to shave her neck and put the probes right inside of her neck for the invisible fence.
Uh-huh.
And she would walk up to it just enough where it'd get the tingle and wear down the battery, and then she'd go across the fence.
They're smart dogs,
that's
dude.
A good dog.
Sheepdogs are geniuses.
Oh my God. Every time we'd get a call and they'd be like, your dog's out. We're like, how? And then we'd notice that she'd go right up to it where it just tingle and wear out that 9-volt and she'd just go across. What the hell do you do then?
On Tuxedo, okay. I am absolutely appalled, BJ, that you are promoting this type of training on air, a shock collar.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting it.
You kind of were.
No, I'm not. I'm not promoting it at all. All I'm telling you is what happened. I was shocked. Not physically shocked. I was shocked in how they do it. I had no idea.
Carson is like Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. When you're saying like, it's not really a shock collar, it's a pinch. It's not shocking, it's pinching.
No, it's not. It's a tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. Don't
right. do that. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I hate the news.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So, because I do things differently because I read a news article. Remember when they were saying, like, airbags will break your nose, give you two black eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I started scooting my seat back so far that I would point my toe to hit the gas and I get a foot cramp.
Because you're overextending it?
Yeah.
It seems like every rule that's put out there is broken at some point or debunked, I guess I should say.
No, I'm saying you're missing my point. I'm saying that I react to it. I always react to all this stuff.
No, I'm saying down the line, it turns out that it's not exactly what you thought it was.
Okay. Well, anyway. And so I just read this whole story. So that's one thing I do when I read the news is I always react to it, right? Yeah. So I'm pushing my chair back and I'm like freaking out like, oh my God, the airbag is going to go off. Ah! Well, now today, and you guys, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're gonna think about it every single time. They're saying that when you go get water at a fast food restaurant, you know how you decide to be healthy or you save some money and you get the water out of the machines, that it's disgusting. That they never clean those particular
lines.
It's
like a breeding ground for all kinds of bacteria.
Everything. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That you think you're being healthy and then this comes out.
This is just, well, and the thing is, it's like, I'm, and I don't know why I want to pass it on to you guys. Like, that's just mean. I should have kept it to myself. But now I'm going to think about it every time because I think, oh, I'll just get the water. Nope, you don't want to do that. Let me find the story. It is, BJ, it's nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's got stuff in it. The water does.
Yeah, but is that everywhere?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like it.
Here it is. It says
fairly good.
Researchers well, you know what? I guess bacteria is tasty.
Well, yeah, I mean, is it any different than the tap water that we get at home?
Yeah, because we're not running ours, I guess, through these plastic lines that build up. You know how, remember, have you ever had an aquarium and you run the water to the pump or whatever and it gets like green in it and all that?
Yeah, the algae and everything.
Kind of like that. Researchers found contaminated water in the machines at popular fast food joints. I guess 50% of the water samples from these soda fountains tested positive for chloroform, salmonella, some big word that I can't pronounce, and E. coli. Yeah. They advise soda fountain operators to please start regularly maintaining and sanitizing their dispensers. Because I always think about the ice. Because, you know, I've seen them come in with a big Home Depot bucket with the ice and fill it up at the top.
Yep, we did that at Arby's. We would, if you fill the ice, you go back to the big ice maker.
Right.
Put the little scoop in, fill up the buckets, and come in, and then dump the buckets in the machine.
And
yeah.
You're like, oh, no, that seems a little iffy, too. How long is that? And then the other one that bothers me is the margarita machines that just sit there and spin. And you don't know how long it's been. How long has that margarita been mixing at
these
Mexican restaurants?
Trust me, they never.
I know.
Clean that out.
I know. That's what I feel like.
Guarantee it.
Because it's just spinning like the hot dogs at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Just all this nastiness.
I like those hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
They're really.
No problem with it.
They're sauteed for sure.
Yeah. They're good.
Nice. So sorry to put that out there, but I just was reading this and I'm freaked out now.
Oh, great.
Because now
you can't get water. You got to take your own bottled water.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, wait a minute. Bottled water, you're drinking plastic, remember?
Well, right, but...
So, what's the difference?
You're not supposed to get your bottled water hot, but I think in the truck, because I get mine delivered, I'm like, but I bet in the truck, it gets hot. And I bet when it's sitting there going to the grocery store, it gets hot.
Yeah, transportation for sure, especially in the summer.
We're all going to die.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Yeah, I was telling Jamie off air that I went through dog training this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of what you're telling me.
Well, I was surprised.
I'm a huge advocate for animals, and it
Oh, my God.
And it just makes me sad that
Jamie,
you would torture your dogs.
You
like that.
Just laughed and told Spadil to put up a video where a bird that somebody rehabbed that's sitting on his arm goes flying off first day out in the wild and bam, hits the front end of a Mack truck. And you found that very funny.
Birdie is the word.
So. Yeah, I'm telling Jamie.
This is a doggy, and you're electrocuting him. Wow. PETA?
I will say this.
Take note.
I had no idea when you get a dog trainer. Okay, we got a dog trainer. And one of my dogs is a 6-month-old German Shepherd. He's a big boy. He's a bad
looking
guy.
Can you say he's like getting bigger than you thought he was?
Oh, he's large. And even the trainer said, oh my God, that dog's only 6 months old. Look out. Anyway, he comes in to do the dog training on Saturday. I was surprised how much involved a shock collar is. And they call it something else now. They call it the e-collar to make it sound a little better.
Which means electricity.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
And I was surprised how much it was involved in the training process.
So they just electrocute them?
No, they don't electrocute. They just send a little wake-up call. That's what it's called.
You said that your dog jerked because he didn't do something right, and the guy turned it up to 200, and the dog was like,
You
said he squeals.
Yeah, he did.
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
Why didn't you say something?
Because we're training.
See something, say something.
No, you got to do it
not
this way.
Not with a yelp.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it worked out.
You hate dogs.
But the dog, I could tell it instantly, this dog changed his personality.
He's in the electric chair.
I mean,
oh my God.
I think anyone would change their personality if that was like that.
Let me ask you this, though, Carson, because your dog, I watched the videos, and your dog is really good.
Yep.
He just started, so I haven't seen any of your videos, BJ, so I'm not taking it away. But did you guys use like electricity?
So we went to a place and
it's a yes or no.
It's an e-collar.
So, yes?
I wouldn't say it's electricity. It's a lit, like, we held it, they had us hold it in our hand and grasp
it. Is it electricity?
And they turned it up. No, I'd say it's like a pinch. It's like a tingle.
And how does it, it's electricity, right?
Yes.
I guess you could call it electricity, but it's a tingle. It's not even like, it's not like a shock.
It's electricity.
But it's not a shock.
Somebody's going up and pinching him?
It's not like he's an electric chair and he's like, not like that.
How is it then?
It's just like, tingle, tingle. Don't do that. Tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. You messed up. Don't, no.
Oh, he has the nice
tingle,
one.
Tingle.
Yeah. Why don't you get that? You. That.
See, ours doesn't go. Ours doesn't go up to 100. We have 1 through 7 setting, and it's a very light tingle. Tingle, it's tingle. Not crazy.
Tingle,
but
tingle.
The numbers
did
don't
something
matter.
Wrong.
See, I can't tingle, get that tingle. Across to you. It doesn't matter if
the numbers do matter. There are e-callers like shocking value. Then.
I'm saying that your numbers, tingle, my numbers, tingle. Are pretty equivalent as far as the amount of shock he tingle, can
tingle.
Provide.
Don't
or
do
they
that.
Wouldn't sell it to you.
Tingle, tingle. Look at me.
Look.
Tingle,
see? Tingle. Tingle.
That's so much better than...
Yeah. Look, I'm not...
Did
exactly.
your dog ever, like...
No, never jerk his... I've never seen him jerk his head or, like, yelp or anything like that.
Because he got a tingle.
Tingle. Tingle fixed
you
his
You guys
dog.
Are not tingling.
Well, let me tell you something. My dogs, they're not tingle dogs. They're not going to change their behavior based on a tingle, okay? Now, you got... Lucky and got a gray dog. Okay?
I don't know.
Well, my
if I
dog
could, like,
will not change its behavior based on a tangle. It takes a little bit of a shock, at least one or two here and there, to get the
but
point
to get
across.
It to yelp?
And then the tingle helps tell them, like, hey, you better straighten up or the big one's coming. And that's the way they operate. And that's, you know, standard.
Well, it doesn't sound standard because he's tingling and you're yelping. So I think it's based on whoever the dog trainer is, obviously, right?
I don't know. I'm just going on what mine is.
Schmidl, what do you think? Tingle, tingle, or...
I mean, you have to get the brr to make the tingle work, right?
Yeah.
Like, they got to know it's coming.
See,
yeah.
here's what I
feel
think.
Like Carson's dog probably had the brr, and he's not really, like, telling us, or maybe he didn't see it, because he does drop that dog off at the trainer.
Oh, so they're abusing him when he's not around.
Yeah,
oh,
my exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I think happened. Carson took your dog, did you not? You took it for a few
and
hours.
Dropped him off.
Let the trainer do his thing, and then you show up on the back end, correct?
Well, yeah, we show up for the...
Correct.
For the last hour,
correct.
And work
yes.
with him ourselves.
You're in court, correct?
But we use
yes
the
no.
same. We use
yes
the same
no.
setting
listen.
On the
yes
e-call.
No.
Listen, yes or
yes,
no?
Yes or no?
Yeah, we
yes.
drop him
okay.
off, and then we
all
go.
Right, so that's when the dog's yelping.
You don't know oh what that God. Trainer used.
Mm-mm.
You really don't.
Could have been a
they
butt
use
probe.
A, they use,
no, you don't
they
know
use
that.
The same
Did
e-call that
him?
We use.
Did you ask him?
I see it because we drop him off with our e-collar on, and he wears it the entire time.
Schmidl's dead on. When you weren't there.
So they switch out the e-collar to a different one.
Yeah.
No. Or they kick him.
They
just turn it up.
They get that dog's attention, and then you follow up here. With what you have, the tingle tangle. Okay? But it all started out with electrocution, and then it goes to tangle.
My God.
No, I'm serious. And he just doesn't realize it, or doesn't want to believe it.
I think you need to get a new trainer.
Wow.
I think that's
wow.
what you need to do.
Wow.
You went to some guy, like, it just sounds cruel.
It does sound mean. I'm not going to lie.
Like our
and
trainers weren't like
lover.
That. And our trainers, I mean, there's a reason why our training class and session in school, they're so popular. They're like
because
everyone
they only,
goes
because
to
they
them.
Don't, they only tingle, BJ. They don't yelp.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
My
well,
dogs, I've never used a shock collar. Lucy knows how to sit and stay and do everything. Positive reinforcement's really kind of the way to go.
But, a snack. Yeah. Or yeah. you go like this because I know stuff.
Or the clicker thing.
Well,
no, you go like this. That's what you do.
I will tell you.
This, yeah. Psst. See, like that. Because
Schmidl, I should have hired you, but you were in Chicago.
Yeah, I was gone.
You go,
yeah.
like, you go like that. You know why? Because I watched that dog train. What's his name?
Cesar Millan.
Yeah. He goes, and that dog's like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring the shock collar in, put on the collar, and let Jamie control it.
You're going to put it on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
tell
you.
Anytime I do something out of line,
this is such a great idea.
Let's do this. Seriously, this would be awesome.
I'm going to bring it in. I'll strap it on.
Uh-huh.
Now, we can't go above a certain level.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll throw on the collar, mm-hmm. and then I'll give you the control. And if I get out of hand in any way whatsoever,
just
say anything out, you crap out of me.
Well, that's good, because then you'll know what it's like to be your dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
You'll just yelp.
I actually held it, and I did a good little shock on my head.
Did you go all the way up?
I did as much as
yes
the
or
dog.
No?
No, but the dog didn't go all the way up either.
That you know of.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. I was there. I didn't drop my dog off.
Oh, okay.
I was there for the entire thing, so I know exactly what the level was. I went to that level. The level was 50, and the thing goes to 127.
Oh.
The level was 50, and it was like a battery. almost that you would touch.
On it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Like a 9-volt?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a tingle.
Yeah.
Then why did your dog yelp?
Because he was used to that.
Whatever he's being dramatic.
Whatever that shock was, he yelped.
Wow. Sometimes German Shepherds are very, very dramatic dogs.
Oh, it's just perfect like real for BJ, loud. Just yeah. like yeah. its owner.
Dramatic dogs?
Sometimes they are, man. Yeah,
I love drama.
My dog, when I had a dog a long, long time ago with my ex-husband, Roxy was a sheepdog.
Yeah.
And we'd have to shave her neck and put the probes right inside of her neck for the invisible fence.
Uh-huh.
And she would walk up to it just enough where it'd get the tingle and wear down the battery, and then she'd go across the fence.
They're smart dogs,
that's
dude.
A good dog.
Sheepdogs are geniuses.
Oh my God. Every time we'd get a call and they'd be like, your dog's out. We're like, how? And then we'd notice that she'd go right up to it where it just tingle and wear out that 9-volt and she'd just go across. What the hell do you do then?
On Tuxedo, okay. I am absolutely appalled, BJ, that you are promoting this type of training on air, a shock collar.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting it.
You kind of were.
No, I'm not. I'm not promoting it at all. All I'm telling you is what happened. I was shocked. Not physically shocked. I was shocked in how they do it. I had no idea.
Carson is like Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. When you're saying like, it's not really a shock collar, it's a pinch. It's not shocking, it's pinching.
No, it's not. It's a tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. Tingle, tingle. Don't do that.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.